Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Students have been warned about a surge in rental scams as the scramble for accommodation continues in the lead up to the next academic year. But what exactly do people need to be wary of when it comes to spotting fake advertisements and potential scams? Joining me to discuss this further is Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau. Detective Superintendent Cryan, thanks very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening. And I've been looking through some of the figures that Gardaí have released this afternoon on this. We've been talking about student accommodation throughout the week here on Drive Time, and it does seem they're most at risk here. Can you give us some examples of recent complaints you've been getting?
Yeah, good evening, and thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. This is kind of the time of year where this type of fraud is most prevalent. I think in last year, in this period of August, September of last year, about 33% of all the incidents of 2020 were reported. So you're really seeing about three, four different types. One is fraudsters are offering accommodation that doesn't exist in the first place. Two, they're offering accommodation that they're not entitled to offer. And another one, it's more old-fashioned, is taking deposits from more than one person for the same accommodation. This could be through cloned websites, through totally bogus websites, through social media ads, pop-up ads on social media, people's feed, all of this type of, this is how it's coming, this is how it's happening.
Right, and you mentioned, this time of year being most the most at-risk time, 38% increase in accommodation fraud last year compared to 2021. But is it happening this summer, and have you had people come to you with complaints in recent weeks?
Yes, there are complaints. Last year did see a big increase of 38%, but you must remember you were coming out of COVID in 2021 and 2020, where the figures were down because places were shut down. So far this year, there's about an 8% decrease. But again, it's very hard to give the exact figures until you see the whole year. So you're seeing different types of ones being reported. You're seeing ones where, shall we say, Irish people looking for accommodation in Ireland are being defrauded. People looking for holiday accommodation abroad are being defrauded. And unfortunately, people coming to Ireland as well, whether short-term or long-term students, are being defrauded also.
I'm reading some of the case studies that you've made available to us today as well. These are incidents that were reported in July of 2023. A 30-year-old male viewing a digital letting agency. He signed and paid a total of €4,000 for a Dublin 8 property. When he went to meet the landlord, there was no one there. You have a 25-year-old female responding to an advertisement, given details of a Revolut account, paying €1,200. And for a payment and deposit, no keys provided for the apartment. And I think there was no apartment there, is what happened. No landlord there, nobody to meet that person when it came to it. Is this the type of money we're talking about in the complaints you're getting?
You are, yes. Generally speaking, it's a month's rent in advance, maybe 2 months, a deposit and a month's rent in advance. Sometimes, unfortunately, people see what they believe to be a very good offer and may even pay more up front. But again, they're the kind of red flags, and there are a number of red flags that should be for people when they are viewing or to see these advertisements. And it's like every other fraud. If it looks, sounds too good to be true, unfortunately, it probably is.
And you mentioned a very good offer there, and we've heard this week, throughout the week on the programme, about student accommodation. We'll be talking about it more later on. Huge demand, rising prices. So maybe that's one of the red flags. If an offer sounds pretty good, well, it would seem that out there you can charge the market rent for a room if it's going. So the good offer is too good to be true.
Absolutely. And that is one of the big, big red flags, regardless of whatever sort of story the person is telling as to why they can rent it so cheaply. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, unfortunately. There's no such thing as cheap accommodation, especially in urban areas or near the universities. And what you should really do is go online and see what the market value is, see what has been charged in those areas. And, in the long run, it's better just to step away from it because, we all know, there is no cheap accommodation out there. Regardless of what sort of story the person tries to tell you, I would be extremely wary.
Is social media the biggest source of fake adverts? Because it would seem a lot of these complaints you've been receiving, the deal was done online.
Yes, a lot of them are coming out of social media. They're coming on up on people's feeds. There's fake messages there. Unfortunately, there's fake websites as well, and cloned websites. So Again, these are the red flags as well, where this is the only place where you see the ad, where you cannot meet the person, where they only want to speak to you via text or via WhatsApp or through an email, where they have some kind of story as to why they cannot meet you. They cannot show you the property in person. All of those are red flags, which you need to be very, 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 very careful. Another one is where they're not asking any questions of you. So they're just saying, oh, yeah, give me your money, you can have my apartment. In reality, most people who are renting out an apartment will do their checks on their tenants as well. So if they're asking, if they're willing to take your money with no questions asked, if they're offering it as a one-time offer, there's a sense of urgency, you know, you have to take it today or we'll be gone. And also the payment methods, you know, if they're looking for cash to be transferred either through Revolut, as you mentioned, or through cryptocurrency or through non-bank transfers, be very wary again. And also if the bank account they're asking you to send the money to is in a different country. And it's quite easy to check an IBAN. There's IBAN checkers online where you can just, and it'll tell you what country the bank account is. It doesn't necessarily mean, because there can be reasons, but it certainly should be something that makes you think.
I'm probably old-fashioned on this, but I would have thought you arrange a potential viewing. Maybe you bring somebody with you. Maybe you make sure you get something before you hand over your money, be it a lease or the keys. But I suppose with students coming from one part of the country to Dublin or another for college or wherever, or maybe coming from another country, that's not always possible. You've had cases, though, where people are even sent the leases or sent the keys and then they don't work.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you need to, we would absolutely advise you need to view the apartment. Now, you need to get somebody you trust that will go and view the apartment. You need to do your research. We would recommend that you use people, you know, you use legitimate sites, you know, go through a college if you're a student, the student unions. You need to, if you are on a site, you need to make sure it's not a clone site, it's legitimate. Because if it's a legitimate site, your consumer rights are protected as well. But you need to view it. You need to ensure that the keys work. You need to ensure that there's nobody else in it already, that you're not, you know, somebody is not subletting and running off with the money. And again, of course, ideally, the property should be registered with the Residential Tenancy Board as well. And their website can be checked as well. And there's all sorts of good advice on their website as well. But also if you're moving to a new city as well, a new area, research the area where they say, oh, it's within walking distance of the college. You know, what's walking distance? You know, is it a mile or is it 2 miles, 3 miles? Is there a bus route? So research the area as well. And, you know, you need to verify the existence that it does exist as well.
It's not just younger people being targeted. There's a variety of ages, I'm sure. Is this something, and we know so many people competing for rental homes right now. Is it happening to older people as well? I presume this advice is for everyone.
The advice is for everybody. Last year, approximately 50% of the victims were under the age of 25, which indicates students or people looking for, you know, short-term accommodation for work. But there are people who are looking to go away for a weekend break as well. So it's for everybody. Everybody needs to be careful and as they say, mind your money.
Michael, for now, thank you very much for joining us. Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau. Renter, beware the message there.